Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. My name is Sandra Nyaira. Today is Tuesday, May 28th, 2013.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
funding for this year's election is looking hopeful, but uncertainty over Zimbabwe's future is shrinking the economy, says Finance Minister Tendai Biti.
And there's clear evidence of stagnation and low business confidence in this economy, which is affecting our figures for the first 4 months. Major constraints remain competitiveness due to rising overheads.
Parliament's Industry and Commerce Committee heard about the troubled Zisco ESA deal today, but barred the media from attending after Board Chairman Nyasha Makuvise said he wanted to share sensitive information.
We're saying at the end of the day, it is the parent ministry representing the government and the ESA who's coming as the investor. So the guy who's doing the economic sabotage is the guy who's supposed to come here and be the guy getting the plant running.
And the Southern African Development Community says it will organize a summit to help cash-strapped Zimbabwe raise resources to fund this year's crucial general elections.
Funding for elections is looking hopeful, but uncertainty over Zimbabwe's future is shrinking the economy. That assessment today from Finance Minister Tendai Biti. Thomas Chiripasi has details from Harare.
Addressing a news conference in Harare today, Biti had good news and bad news. The bad news is that the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange declined by 36.5% in April to about $23 million. Why? Mr. Biti says the cause is reduced foreign investor participation and the lack of capital to fund borrowing. Biti blamed both on uncertainty over national elections expected to be called later this year.
And there's clear evidence of stagnation and low business confidence in this economy, which is affecting our figures for the first 4 months. Major constraints remain competitiveness due to rising overheads, unavailability of affordable and long-term financing for retooling, underperformance of utilities, especially electricity, decreasing demand due to tight liquidity in the market, among others. And the biggest factor of all is the hanging factor that is being brought in by the election. Businesses are just hanging on there, unsure of what to do, given the uncertainty pertaining to the lack of clarity on the exact date of the election.
On the elections, Minister Biti had some good news. He said government had secured enough money for the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to conduct a second voter registration exercise in line with the new constitution, adding that the cabinet today resolved that all schools will be used as voter registration centers, while the voters' roll used in the 2008 election will be used to inspect the roll.
We believe that the $25 million should cover the intense voter registration exercise as defined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And therefore, as Treasury, we have facilitated Zimbabwe's compliance, government's compliance with the Constitution of Zimbabwe, in particular, Part 6 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. What concerns us, however, as Minister of Finance, is that no sooner had there been an announcement that this $25 million has been secured, we have seen a plethora of ballooning budgets, almost to ensure that this money goes and is spent. And the one area which we are concerned with is the area of per diems, the allowances that are paid to the officials that will be doing the work.
The minister said government is still pursuing an election grant from the United Nations despite resistance from the ZANU-PF leaders in government, who said negotiations on election funding with the UN had collapsed. Biti said the Treasury has also approached several countries, including the Southern African Development Community, with a request to help fund the poll. He announced that the European Union may also be willing to help if Harare formalizes a request.
The remaining funds pertaining to this election, which now that we have dealt with the 25 million for voter registration, should be at least the sum of 130 million US dollars.
BT urged President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai to quickly resolve outstanding issues of the global political agreement to pave way for the elections and a return to a normal economy. The minister also said that the country recorded a reduction in agricultural output in most crops as a result of erratic rainfall experienced this year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.